Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have two guests. I have George Roth, who's past president of the NAFCD, and I have Craig Falvin, who is the incoming president of the NAFCD. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Doing very well, Kemp.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
Yeah, thanks for being with me. I know we're busy this morning going into a meeting. I wanted to ask you, George, you've been president for the last year. First thing, and a lot of people I'm sure are curious to know, how the distribution business is doing, how are your members doing?
I think our members, this year at least, I think we're all enjoying a little bit of a rising tide when it comes to business. So I would think anybody that has a distribution company and working very hard at it right now, their business is up, you know, 10-20%. I think that's what we're all enjoying. And that's what I've heard from lots of the members this week.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you do have a day job. You're the head of Lockwood Flooring, which is in St. Louis, right?
Yes, sir.
And how's that business doing?
Well, that business is probably up a little bit more than the numbers I just said. We're working hard at it. We're seeing the high-end customer coming back to the market with a little bit more activity. And surprisingly, I think in October was one of our best Octobers in the history of the company.
As you look back at the year that you were president and you look back on your accomplishments, what are a few that you'd like to highlight that you're the most proud of?
Well, I think the one that I'm most proud of, we had such an excellent board and executive staff on the NAFCD. And one thing we focused on this year especially was our leadership as far as what we could provide for value to our members in that category throughout the year. And that's kind of showing up here at conference. We've enhanced our speaker series. So I think yesterday we had Walter Bond speak. That whole presentation was on leadership. And what a dynamic speaker he was. And the takeaways of people coming out after the presentation was amazing. Most of the comments were, these are things I can take back to my business, implement immediately. Those are things that are going to make us think differently. And it's going to actually make us plan our business a little bit different. And I think he just gave everybody a jolt. You know, we've come off 2 or 3 years of some pretty tough business conditions. And Walter was a nice change. We kind of got away from the political pundit type of speakers. And I think that was needed. The second thing I think we did this year, and some people might think this is a small thing, but I think it's a big thing in distribution, and it's the technology side of our business. We did change our website and gave it a whole new, more of a vibrant, more color, more of a youthful look, more of an interactive use of that website. And I think that was proven out throughout the year. At conference, our membership is up this year dramatically. Our attendance is up even more so, and that's good to see. And what I'm hearing throughout even this morning at breakfast is there's going to probably be a better membership presentation at our conference next year in Dallas. So pretty pleased with a lot of things this year.
I got to hand it to you. This meeting is, and I try to go every year. I missed last year, but I was in Nashville the year before. The quality of the speakers, the number of people here, the smiles on their faces, the engagement is wonderful. The speaker, as you said, Walter Bonds yesterday, was fantastic. And one of his key message points was people have got to know you, like you, and trust you to buy from you. It's always good to hear that message, right?
It sure is. And, you know, the other message that Walter, if you weren't here and you didn't get to hear it, the other thing he said was turn off your news. that is so true. I mean, the news organizations are paid to make money. They that's what they do. And, you know, mostly what they present is the bad news. And Walter's message yesterday, besides people buy things from people they like and, you know, have a smile on your face, but more importantly, turn off the news and quit listening to the bad news. And I think that's what the attitude and what I'm seeing around conference this year. There's a lot of happy faces and a lot of people are enjoying some uptick in business. So that's good.
Well, I'm not going to dwell on the news thing since I am a news service, but we don't dwell on the negative.
No, sir.
Yeah. All right, Craig, you're coming in. You also have a day job. You're the head of Harrigan Distribution in Minneapolis, right?
Right. I head up the sales and marketing efforts.
Okay. So you're coming in as president. What are some of the goals you hope to accomplish? You're obviously stepping in some big shoes here as George steps down.
I am stepping in some huge shoes, and I thank George for the leadership he's provided me to move forward. Some of the goals that I've set with the executive team, since there's been so many changes to improve our organization and what we offer to our members over the last 3 years, we're going to take a breath and use a research company to make sure that our direction is on track with what our members want, to make sure we build on the momentum that we've built coming off the best year we've had. We want to make sure that we don't think we know what our members want. We want to make sure that we're adding value that they can use and that they find valuable. So we're going to research and also expand our reporting. We think that coming out of the economic downturn, our members want to know what they can do to plan better economically for their businesses. So we're expanding into the research of the numbers in the economy also.
How many years have you been in the distribution business?
10 years in distribution.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, and you've got to have your finger on the pulse of this, is how has distribution changed today as we pull out of this recession than, say, how it was 5 years ago?
I think that going into the downturn, distribution in general is probably slower to react than some industries would have been. Because of our history and our pride and our love of our businesses, I think coming out, the record attendance here, I think people are looking internally to improve themselves and make sure they can take advantage of the growth. They know it's not always going to be this good, just like it's not always going to be as bad as it was 3 years ago. So I think people are more in tune with their business. I think they're ready to invest in their business quicker. And I think that there's so many people here because they want to take advantage of the values we offer and make sure that they're getting market share, not just growth like everybody else, but improving beyond that to gain a few extra market share points.
You know, we've seen consolidation on the supply side, and we continue to see it time and time again. Are you continuing to see consolidation on the distribution side?
Yeah, and I think that'll probably continue. I don't know if it's always driven by distressed companies going out, but I think that strategic acquisitions are going to be a big part of distribution in the future, just for economies of scale, getting better. And the pool of strong leaders is probably a little low, so those combinations and acquisitions allow companies to continue to grow and expand through acquisition.
And your business in Minneapolis, is it doing well?
It is doing well. And I think, like George said, a lot of people are doing well right now, but we feel like we edged up on that market share scale a little also, going above and beyond. So we're really happy with the year we had.
All right, great, guys. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to George Roth, past president, and Craig Falvin, incoming president of the NAFCD in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.